other people have said about us? Do we want to believe the thoughts in our head about what our past is and the mistakes that we've made? Who am I? I am not my past. Who am I? I'm not what other people say I am. Who am I? I am not my mother's child, and that's it only. I don't have to claim her faults and her mistakes as mine. Who am I? I'm a child of the Most High God. And I have all the rights that that entails. I have right to his love, to his peace, to his joy, to salvation, to repentance. I can cry out to him. What did it say? You can cry out, Abba, Father. Daddy, I need you right now. I need help right now. I have the right to cry out to him and to pray to him, even if I'm not perfect. The Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. I'm not going to be perfect, but I'm not going to be my past mistakes either. Today is a new day, and I have the right to claim his love and his forgiveness and his salvation today. So are we going to exercise that right?
No.
I hope that all of you will know that you're children of the Most High God if you've cried out to him, if you've accepted him. I hope that you'll believe it. I hope that you'll think it, that you'll say it, that you'll live it, because we know that we can know something. I can know that I can go vote, but I don't go do it sometimes, right? I can hear about it. Sometimes it's work to have to get over there. The question is, you might know what I'm saying. All right, yeah, I've heard salvation before. I've asked him in my heart. Yep, I'm saved. Well, I know it. Are you going to apply it to your life? Or are you going to believe the lies people have told you about your past mistakes? What do we think about? What do we dwell on? I want you to be able to know that you can actually think it, say it, believe it, live it, cry out to him, and talk to him through prayer. And take time to read his word and know how much he does actually love you. How many people that Jesus encountered that were not perfect, that had mistakes, but he still came up to them and loved them. And I'm preaching to the choir because I have made mistakes. I have found myself in situations and thought, how can I have gotten myself in this situation? How could this person have betrayed me? How could I have made this decision? We're all going to find ourselves in that place. And that's when I had to buckle down and say, is it because my mom was crazy? Am I crazy now? Am I making stupid mistakes? Am I going to believe the lies that people have told me over the years? Or am I going to say, nope, I'm a child of the Most High God? So we have to really listen to what God says about us. And I'm going to admit, it's hard. I mean, just the other day, I was just like so sad about what was going on. I was like depressed. I just wanted to go home and go to bed and pull the blankets over my head and just pretend like that day did not happen. I was so frustrated, I was so angry, and I just wanted to give up. And I had to remind myself, I can cry out to God. I can get on my knees and just pray. I'm going to have to just put this situation in God's hands, and I'm a child of the Most High God, and he's going to look out for the situation in the end. Just pray, Lord, give me the right words to say. And I had to make a decision. But again, like I said, it's hard. And this is a prayer that they had for some people going through a hard time. And I want this to be our prayer and our thoughts. It's in Ephesians 1:17. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the holy people, and his incomparable great power for us who believe. That he's saying, I hope you have wisdom to understand this. I hope that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know him better, that he who has called you, that the riches of his glorious inheritance will be revealed to you. That's what I hope. I hope he'll open my eyes. I hope he'll give me the wisdom to know him. The fact that they were praying that for other people means that we can pray that for ourselves. We can pray it for each other. It doesn't just come naturally. We don't live in this broken world and it just makes it easy for us to trust. As soon as somebody hurts you, the first thing you want to do is not trust anybody anymore. Man, I trusted somebody one time and they hurt me. Why am I going to trust God who I can't even see? People keep talking about them, but I don't know. We can pray that the Lord will enlighten us, that he will open our eyes, that we will understand this. Because until we really believe it and live it and know that we can call out to him anytime, does us no good. So I'm just going to pray over all of you tonight, this morning, sorry, and pray that you have a great day, that you know who you are. That when you're having a bad day, you can say, I'm not going to listen to the lies. I'm not going to even listen to my own thoughts. I am a child of the Most High God. I'm going to call out to him right now. I have the right. I have the right. And I'm going to use my rights and call on him. I'm going to use my right and read my word and uplift my spirit. I'm going to pray. I'm going to talk good words about the situation, even though I don't want to and I'm really angry about what's going on. But I'm going to use the rights that I have and know who I am in Christ. Father God, I just thank you so much for everyone that was able to come out here this morning and just to hear your word. We thank you so much that we can call on you, that as we believe in you, we've been adopted into your family, Father God. And as we know that, Father God, we're going to believe it and we're going to exude those rights that we have and call on you in our time of need. We thank you for wrapping your arms around us, for loving us, and for sharing your word with us through all those that come in this chapel. We just ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, just to bring people around them, bring the word of God around them. In the name of Jesus, we ask you for blessings and favor over them as they go through life having to make hard decisions about what to do next. Father, be with them, guide them, give them wisdom, enlighten them, open their eyes to your truth and to what is going on around them so that they can make wonderful decisions. We thank you for blessings and for safety. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. Yes. Everyone have a great day. Remember, your ultimate love is God. It's Valentine's Day, right? Yes, thank you. I forgot to put on something red or pink. I was like, I saw some of the ladies with their little heart shirts on. I was like, oh, shoot.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.